Yeah.
All right. The end of the world.
It's the end of the.
It is the end of the
end of my balls.
And it's awesome.
It's the end of
my dick.
Wow.
Of a brand new, solid, chuckle over.
Everybody's not queued up, man. To enjoy.
What's up?
Carry on.
Oh wow!
Jesus, man.
Wowzer!
High speed.
Oh, welcome to the show.
It's my new joint.
Welcome. My name is Kyle, aka Keezy. If you like, and this is my main homeboy.
If you like, you could call me Carver.
And this is our other main homeboy,
Sly.
Yes, sir.
Back in action.
Three peas in a pod.
Yeah, we're just the three amigos up in here. Three musketeers.
Three
little pigs. Three.
There used to be this guy on my
little train that
three. When I was in middle school, there was this like cool guy on the bus that I didn't understand it. Mind you, this is like late 90s.
Yeah.
He would always, this like cool like guy. He looked like E-40.
Oh, wow.
He would always be like, he was very loud. He was like the cool, funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He'd always be like, because I got three buckets. He would say that shit all the time.
What?
And that's just...
I don't know what it meant. I think there was a sexual connotation. I think he was talking about his dick and balls, I think.
Oh, okay.
But he just would always talk about... He was like singing like that too. Like Boys to Men, like loud guy.
Three buckets.
Like, I didn't understand it. Like I just thought like I'm a dumb little white kid. What am I? I'm not supposed. I don't get to know this.
But. I had this group of black kids at the back of my school buses. And look, that is, I didn't set that up. Okay, they just sat at the back of the bus. Okay, that I didn't plan that. They chose to sit at the back.
That
of the
is where
bus.
You want to sit when you're in school.
Yeah. That was the cool spot. I get you know. So they were all in the back of the bus, and they would always sing a song about like. They'd be like, I don't know why, but they'd be like, well, I went down to the country store and I got a soda and the guy was nice. And they'd sing like that, which is where I went down to the county store, bought myself a one-legged whore. That little song I sang literally started from the school buses. Like, I never sang it to them, but like I would sit there and kind of play along in my head, you know what I mean? Like with the county store thing.
I see. Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, that was something they always did. They would say like county store, but they didn't rhyme very well. So they would just, almost just say, yeah, you know, it would just be weird scenarios. Or yeah.
Weird, man.
That's where it came from.
We were talking about threes, and that's what got me going.
Threes.
Three buckets.
Three.
Three.
I'm going to start saying that now.
Three buckets.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. What's up, everybody in the chat? Pitch. Are we live? Or?
How we doing, boy? We are live.
I think so. Here, I'll cut this.
We're live. It's Saturday night.
You've live.
Living it right.
All right. Hey, we're good.
Guys, I mean, you're live. Guys.
You're confusing us, country singer. Quit it.
Yeah, I'm a little confused here.
Ouch. So today, you know what? We've gathered here today.
We've gathered here today.
Because we are busy. I'm specifically busy tomorrow, to be frank. That's why we're here today. But, you know, we just had to. We heard what was going on, and we just had to start our show.
Oh, man, here it comes.
We heard what was happening.
Here it comes. Shit's about to hit the fan. Get your umbrellas out, boys. Yeah.
What was happening? What's happening?
We are going to be microchipped.
Yes. You know what? I'm down. Sign me the fuck up. We already know I've turned Satanist these past couple of weeks. I'm just waiting on my Hail Satan shirt in the mail and my certificate of authenticity and membership. And then I'm official.
I tried to sign up, but they are currently not accepting members, they told me.
No, that's not true. Always accepting members.
Well,
that's what our meetings sound like.
That's not what they told me. I don't know why they would lie to me.
That's what our meetings sound like.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, man. You just, any mark of the beast, you're just like, it's multiple marks, you'll just check them all off. Like,
I'm eating them up, man.
Chip, check. Pentagram, like, check.
I like having a mark.
Yeah, because you know what? I like calling the universe's bluff.
Church.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
That's how I roll, man.
I like that.
I challenge the fucking universe, dude. I ain't just some speck of dust.
Sorry.
I know.
You're not stardust like what's his face says?
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Fuck that guy.
Bro, yeah, fuck
Come on,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Fuck him.
And fuck Elon Musk, too.
Yeah. Isn't it DeGrasse
fuck
Tyson?
All those guys.
Yeah, fuck DeGrasse.
And fuck Bill Nye.
And fuck Drake.
Bill Nye's pretty
cool. He was
cool.
on DeGrasse.
Like No, you know what? Actually, no, I'm going to throw him in there. Fuck Bill Nye, too.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of bills, fuck Bill Gates and Bill Clinton.
Fuck Bill Clinton up his asshole. Fuck Bill O'Reilly and fuck Bill.
You know what?
Williams.
You said Billy Bill Clinton. Kid. You said yeah. Bill Clinton. Fuck Clint Black, too.
Clinton.
Oh, my God. Fuck Jack
Black. Nah, Jack Black? Fuck rough. Him, too.
I don't know.
Fuck
yeah,
Black.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Fuck, you know, Jack, fuck Black. Jack Black,
and you know what?
Bro.
Fuck Black Panther.
Jack Black don't pay my bills.
And fuck, you know what? Fuck, you know, Black Panther. That's what I said.
Yeah. Fuck. Who? The one that just passed?
Yeah, you know what? Chadwick Boseman. You know what? Fuck Bose.
Yeah, you know what? You fucking blows, man. Chadwick yeah. blows,
you know what
man.
I mean? What, you didn't like that riff?
Come hey, on, man.
Fell flat.
Whatever, guys.
Oh,
guys.
So anyway. You know what, man? We don't. That was it.
Sheesh.
That's the news we wanted to talk about.
Welcome man. To the show. We'll see you later. See you next time.
That's all we got today.
Look,
guys.
We didn't have a. We had a Juggalo origin story lined up for tomorrow, and I had to text him and say, like, can't do it.
Damn.
Do it.
What are you doing tomorrow, man?
Tomorrow?
You got to cancel that shit. We got a show to do tomorrow.
Family stuff. Nah. You can't. I can't tell you.
Fuck your family.
I know. I know. It's about Juggalo family.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's about Juggalo family.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you have a Juggalo family outside of the Juggalo family?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a Juggalo family outside
who?
Of the Juggalo family. A literal Juggalo family. Like, I had sex with a Juggalette, and I have, like, a little baby out there. I drop in once a week to the trailer park. I give her money for formula.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Does he have a little Juggalo name?
He does. He does. He does. His name is X Factor.
I thought you had him in a double wide, at least.
We just call him X. We call him X.
Okay, cool. That's cool, man.
Right.
Well, we did
him a bouncy house.
His name is X Factor Ouija Wade.
X-Factor. Dude, I'm glad you snuck some kind of Ouija reference in there because he is the future of Juggalo.
Psychopathic.
He's the future of psychopathic.
Exactly. I know if my kid's going to grow up in the Juggalo world, I want him to have Ouija as a middle name. So whenever somebody's like, do you like Ouija Mag, motherfucker? Before I bash your head in and steal your wallet, because that's what fucking Juggalos do, motherfucker, because we're a fucking gang.
That's right.
United under Ouija.
That's right.
And then he'll be like, Ouija's my middle fucking name. And then they'll show them their ID and they'll be like, oh shit, you're one of the one of them. Just saying, Juggalos out there, be sure to name your kid Ouija.
That's a really good idea. I think I heard his name was like Blake or something.
Blake is his actual name?
Something like that. Like Brandon.
I love rappers who have really normal names. Yeah. Like Lil Jon, isn't his name like Christopher or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, something nice.
Dude,
like
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, every rapper, every like real hardcore rapper has like a dumbass
like name. Clarence or Chauncey or some shit like that.
Like what's Snoop has a dumbass name, doesn't he?
He's like, yay! It's like Bigglesworth or
like
some
Cliff.
Shit. Yeah, it's like Biggle.
Clifford.
Hey, Mr. Bigglesworth. I did find out that Ouija's rap name used to be Left Ginsburg.
Left Ginsburg?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the worst names I've ever heard. Yeah. That's not surprising at all.
Yep. So I wondered.
That's like literally if you sat me in a circle and you're like, hey, man, let's come up with the five worst rap names of all time. I couldn't come up with that.
I know.
That's right? Impressive.
But his rap partner had one of the other top five worst rap names ever.
What was
his choir boy Dank?
What was his name? Oh, his name wasn't Wright Clarence or something.
Wright Clarence.
Wright Thomas.
You liked choir boy Dank from the last time you were
choir
here. We said that was a really dope name.
Oh, choir. No, I got respect for choir boy Dank. I just didn't know that. That's who.
It's not as bad as Left Ginsburg.
Left Ginsburg? Nah, man. Left Ginsburg. That's kind of like, I don't know. I just don't like it.
That's pretty whack.
It's like Marilyn Manson. I see what he's going for with a Left Ginsburg because, you know, but Ginsburg was a left, wasn't she?
And you know what?
Yeah, she was like a left leaner. Yeah.
You know what's interesting is that dude also, he claims Vegas now, like as is where he's from, but like, if you go, I like when you look shit up about him, like when he was Left Ginsburg, they repped New Jersey.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Like, that was his, like, that's where he repped from.
So he's from New Jersey and he just moved to Vegas.
Maybe that's where he got his OxyContin.
Did he have to change? So did he change his name to Ouija Mac when he went to psychopathic?
It must have been before, maybe, because I did see posts from Choir Boy Dank, like, calling him Ouija and shit. Like, Ouija's the dopest rapper ever, shit, like, before they fell out. So it must have been soon before, but yeah.
Hey,
here,
man.
Here we are talking about
Choir Boy Dank, man. Choir Boy Dank, shout out, dog.
Yeah,
dope ass motherfucking name, at least.
Hey, you want to watch a Choir Boy Dank and Ouija Mac video?
Wait, no.
Let's do it.
I mean, you want me to be honest here? Nah, let's keep eating charcuterie and drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade. Let's do that.
I watched this video, and it was actually, I didn't hate it.
Just put on a DBZ clip.
Here, we'll just watch this. Just watch this. Here we go.
They can't see it on the damn thing.
Wait, long-haired dude is him?
Long-haired dude is Choir Boy Dank.
Okay, hold up. Let's see. Let's watch.
Ooh. This song's called Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper Lettuce, excuse me.
Alice Cooper Lettuce?
Yeah. I don't have high school memories. Bitch, I didn't go to high school.
But I did go to school high. Selling well, that's good. Like grade two. Hell yeah.
You got an Esham shirt. That's cool. All of that's a present that we gave you. Flipped it,
got
the peck of
lettuce. Sold it for some relish. Even found a set of bangs. Got the peck of fucking lettuce in the bank too.
I like this shit better than any Ouija Mac song I've ever heard, though. For real.
Yeah, you know,
it's all right.
All right, hold on. Let's get to Choir Boy Dank.
I think the video is at least going for something.
Look, bro. Hey, bro. On some real shit, though, like, I know I hate a lot on Ouija, but I'll say this about this dude. Like, he's got a great rap name.
And?
You got it. You know? He got a great rap name.
He's got a cool, like, vibe to him, though, honestly. Like,
I don't know. He looks like the kind of dude who walks up on you in a gas station and is like, hey, man, you got a cigarette, right, bro? Yeah. I'm just having a bad day, dog. My car broke down. I just need to borrow like $8 so I can get up so I can get some oil to take up to my car. If you can give me a cigarette and $8. Hey, bro, is that your car over there with the with the girl in it?
Them dreads is killing it, though.
I subjected y'all to Swag Tooth. What's your opinion? Yeah. Not feeling it?
Nah, pass.
I'll pass. I mean, it's fine.
I mean, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. It's not bad. It's just not what I listen to.
Mm. Yeah, not me.
Okay.
Not my bag, man.
Okay, man. Yeah. Hey, I don't give a fuck.
But would I hate anybody that listened to it?
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. You know,
if I knew you listened to that, would I write secret letters in my bedroom cursing you out and describing all the horrible shit I want to do to you? Yes.
Okay. Fucking yeah. Quiet. Yeah. If I know that you like that song and there is a way that I could hack your computer and get your address, would I come to your home and do horrible things to your body? Possibly have sex with your corpse. Yes.
If I knew you had a Swag Tooth CD,
fuck your wife, Custer.
If I knew you had a Swag Tooth CD, would I purposely make it my life goal to fuck your wife? Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Obviously.
I mean, that's a given,
guys. But, we don't have to tell you that.
But you know, it's.
But
fine.
I don't hate him.
Yeah,
I don't hate him.
Same,
bruh.
So anyway, guys.
So how's work been?
How's the Lamar? Yep.
Oh man,
how's the work? We coming to barbecue?
I mean, what other Juggalo shit is there even to get into before we start talking about this album?
So back to the Neuralink.
Yeah.
To Neuralink. Now, if there's a Neuralink, let me ask you a question: could you download ICP albums to the Neuralink?
If so, yes. Sign me in,
dude. Imagine that, like right now, you're sitting in class, your teacher's talking about, I'm imagining there's some young kids that listen to the show.
Teacher's trying to talk, but I could give a fuck less.
Yeah, exactly. You can just listen to some ICP, pop that shit in, or you're at work, you're in a fucking meeting, mm-hmm. right? Your boss is yammering on, we're going to have to fire anybody that doesn't wear a shirt when they come to work.
Right.
And you can just boom, pop on that ICP and, you know.
And vibe
fuck
to it
them.
Straight from your forehead.
Well, fuck Walmart, you know? Like, fuck, you know.
I would think that if you have
a
Neuralink,
shirt when I'm at work.
Wherever you go, if you have a Neuralink, you won't be allowed in stores unless your Neuralink is connected or something. You have the money, the doors won't open, you'll have to clock in.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Like, you won't, like, they will be able to read your thoughts once you have a Neuralink.
So when I go to work, there's two things I just heard. Is that when I go to work, I won't have to scan my badge to get in.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's a plus.
I won't have to put my finger on the fingerprint to clock in.
But you won't be able to
sign me up.
Yeah, that's fine. But you won't be able to. There will be thought police. You won't that's be good. Able to think certain things.
So what if? That's so okay. What if? Am I able to still call off and tell them that my car doesn't work, even though it's because I just want to stay home and play the new God of War?
They'll know you're lying because they'll be able to read your mind. That's it's a Neuralink.
That's okay.
Well, how I could probably look. Keezy knows a lot of shit about the tech world. I'm pretty sure when the Neuralink comes out, I can have Keezy hook it up. To where, like, they can't tell when I'm
You'll mod it.
I'll root it.
Yeah, I'll mod it. Yeah, we'll root it. It's what? Connected to, like, the prefrontal cortex?
Bro,
at worst, I lose the ability to drink without using a straw.
We'll probably be able to, like, pirate apps and put it on there and shit.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, you could get, like, Angry Birds, or you can get, like, Bangry Birds.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, and that's the one where, like, you try to play it, and, like, it twitches your ear out or something. Yeah. Ah.
Like, I hear screams.
Do you remember that you watched Black Mirror, am I correct?
Yeah, both. Of course.
Yeah, the one episode where, like, they record everything and, like, the husband cheats on his
wife.
Well,
that's one, yeah. But there's another particular one where there's a guy that signs up to be a game tester.
Yeah. Yeah.
That mom, one is
yeah.
terrifying.
Yeah, that blows your fucking mind. Yeah, and his mom calls in the middle of it.
That one is horrible.
Now, think of, like, that's what I'm getting at when I'm thinking of shit like Neuralink.
Okay, that sounds cool.
That's like
the good news is, Derek, my mom never calls me. She doesn't give a fuck about exactly, me. So, dude. Like, I
that,
don't dude, have to worry
that
about
type
that.
Of shit is a fate worse than hell. Like, I mean, come on.
But what about the one where John Hamm is trapped in the snow globe?
Yeah,
right?
that one, that's a great episode, and that one's fucked up, too.
Who's John Hamm? Is that the pig from Toy Story?
No. that's Ron Hamm.
Ah, gotcha.
John Hamm is the sexy guy.
Ron Hamm, isn't that the guy from Anchorman?
Guy.
Yeah.
Ron Hamm, okay.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Will's vagina.
Madman. Okay. Madman.
Yeah, he's the madman on that show.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's one of my favorite episodes. That's a Christmas episode, by the way.
Yeah, that episode is great. Yeah. And especially when they, like, block him. They block, like, where he can't see
He can't see anybody,
anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man, that's where we're headed, bro.
So? Kill yourself then if that happens.
Like, I, you know.
By the way, speaking of Black Mirror, did you want to play that fighting game when you get home tonight?
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool. Just wondering.
I'll be on.
Anyway, sorry. Just making sure.
Give
you
me about
down.
A half hour. I gotta
making sure you're still down.
I gotta make sure the wife's asleep. Give me about a half hour. When I get home, I'll let you know,
bro. That's just how we're kicking it.
Hell yeah.
That episode was
fucked.
I remember that shit first.
She's like, I'm going out to get laid by some dude at a bar. And he's like, cool, I'm playing video games with Rick again.
Dude, I would love to play that video game, though.
Yeah, as long as...
I mean, not with dudes.
Yeah, not like that. Yeah, like I would want to play with a chick.
You wouldn't care, because it would still feel...
You would feel like you're...
I know, but like...
You would have the sensations of a chick.
But you're fucking your boy, though, bro.
But what if you...
Like, you're fucking your boy.
But they tested it. They weren't gay. They weren't... Like feeling
okay, for those who don't know, spoiler, plug your ears for 10 seconds. But there's this Black Mirror episode where they play a game, right? And in the game, you basically take
it's
control. It's like, yeah, you take control of this character and you get full feelings. Like you can fully feel all the sensations
you
in
are
their
the
body.
Character.
Yeah, you are the character. So these two homies play and they start fucking each other. Because one of them is playing as a female character, and they start a relationship, a romantic relationship in the game while they're playing. Okay, unspoiler. All right, so
No. Spoiler. Okay.
Look,
Then they test the episode if you want to watch
this.
Remember they test it. They were like, "Hold on, we got to make sure we're not and they go out, remember they meet out in that dark alley and they try to kiss each other?"
Yeah. And they're like, "Yo, we got to make sure that this isn't a..." So they kiss each other as homies and it's like,
and by the way, this is Captain America.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Falcon. Yeah, the Falcon. And he's like basically like, "Yo, I got to meet you in an alley and make out with you just to be sure that I'm not gay." And they kiss and there's nothing there. So he's like, "Yo,
we ain't gay."
But I like fucking you in this virtual world.
Yeah.
So they meet up in the virtual world. But that's the thing. In this world, you get all the sensations. Yeah. Now, here is the philosophical debate we need to have as friends and as Deck One Deltas with the chat and everything. Is that weird as fuck? I'm in the yes camp.
Yeah.
I'm saying you cannot fuck your boy. That's like weird as fuck.
That
is weird.
I mean, that's the same as like if you and I were like to sext each other. We're not looking at each other, but that's gay as fuck, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. But like...
But you're also cheating.
Also, there's that thing in the episode that dude, his friend says like, "Yo, it's fucking it's way better than us as dudes experience." He's like, "That shit blows your fucking mind. You have to experience it." So he says the orgasm as a female is way stronger.
I would play as a chick.
So
try.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to too, but you couldn't with a friend, and I would need like my chick to play the dude.
Right.
I would love to do that with my chick. Like, yo, see what it
just
feels
from
like
a
to
mental,
be a dude.
Yeah, for your mental
and
sake.
You see what I have to go through when I eat pussy, and you. No, I'm just playing.
We're forgetting. Like, no, we're forgetting a big
great,
part.
My girl's got great pussy. Great pussy. But no.
Yo.
No, I'm just. Whoa, we don't say the P word on here.
Are you serious? No, like, icy pussy. No,
insane clown pussy.
I'm sorry. Nedden. Her Nedden. Her Nedden.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Juggalos. Her Nedden looks great. I didn't have respect for the Juggalette race or species.
We're forgetting an important part of that episode.
Digging that hole deeper.
A very important part of that episode.
What important part?
They try a polar bear at the end of the episode.
They tried the polar bear at the end of the episode.
Remember at the end of the episode, there was a character that picked the polar bear.
Oh, I don't
remember seeing that. No,
there was a polar bear character.
Oh shit, son, I didn't know that. That's actually a big twist. I wish I would have seen that. That's like the biggest twist of the episode.
If I played that game, I would want to fuck as every character.
Yeah,
and
even
fuck
a polar
every
bear.
Yeah,
that makes yeah.
So you'd fuck as a polar bear and get fucked by a polar bear.
Sure,
you would want to be a chick getting banged by the polar bear.
I would try it. Why not, dude?
I mean, it's an anthropomorphic polar bear, so maybe it would know like foreplay.
I would definitely try it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a game. You know?
I ain't gay, bro.
But yeah, I'm not gay. I just want to fuck a polar bear.
On an ethical level, that did deal with, are you cheating on your, like, you know, was he cheating on his wife?
Yeah.
With his best friend? Were they cheating? Would it be considered cheating if it's just a video game?
You could say this even in real life today with if you were to fuck like a sex doll. Like, I know my wife would certainly think that was like some cheating ass shit.
Yeah, but you got to think.
My wife would not, or like my girl would not be okay with it.
There's
at
different
all,
levels
sure.
of that. That's a sex doll. There was a person behind this. Now, you can even think of it like this. Does the sex doll have a personality? Does it have AI? Can it actually respond? Does it feel like a human, seem like a human, have its own personality?
Church. Yeah, where does that
when
line?
It gets, when, yeah, that there's a line, there, and you, no one knows where that line is. It's up to the individual. It's up to the person's perception of where
that line
is. Because
like on Battlestar Galactica, they look like real hot human chicks, but they're androids, you know? Yeah.
I would fuck an android.
For sure.
For sure I would fuck an android. That's a 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have... Alien, I think it would depend. I would need to know a little bit about their race. Like,
not me.
You would fuck any
if it
alien.
Has a hole, and it had some big titties, especially.
But, like, how do you know what's in the hole? Like, what if you just...
I would stick my finger
be,
in there
It
first.
Would be literally be like sticking your dick in a glory hole where they're like, it's either a blowjob or a garbage disposal.
I would stick my finger in there first just to be sure. Like, see, like, you know, get a little... Like finger action.
Yeah. But I mean, if it bit your finger off, you're still losing a finger.
Yeah. Worth it.
Why not? If I was in an alien like colony and I had the chance of fucking aliens, I would just walk around with like a carrot in a holster. So like if you got frisky, jam a carrot up there, pull it out, see what happens to the carrot. It's organic matter or matter. So like if you pulled it out and it was like goo, you know.
Yeah.
That's not a vagina, you know?
That's a good point.
Because we don't even know if their vaginas are like our Earth vaginas.
They might have like multiple rows of teeth inside. They might have like barbs.
Yeah.
Or insects.
It might be like a little black hole. Like whatever you stick in, bye-bye. You know, there it goes. So like maybe they shoot the sperm in the air and then it just goes in the air.
Or like, maybe they procreate just by like spitting on each other or something.
Possible. Or pooping like in a cup.
Yeah. Eating the poop.
And then the baby.
Eating the poop.
Crawls out of the poop.
They could boof the poop.
Boof the poop. Ooh, man. See, now we're getting creative. Wrap the poop. In tissue and shove it up your butt.
Yeah.
All right. Guys.
All right. We done talking about Neuralink.
I don't know what.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah. So I don't know how we got.
By the way, we have children listening, guys. Yeah. So chill out.
Well, hey, this is. I put not for kids when I put live. I mean, what more can I do? Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, exactly, right. Guys.
What There's more nothing. Can I do?
Cover
we
ears.
Are. We are legally not responsible for any of your children's.
If you don't
problems.
Want your children to hear about boofing carrots and intergalactic vaginas, then I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. You're in the wrong place because that's.
And this
about.
Is all neuro. This is all connected to the Neuralink. So prepare, guys.
It's all connected, and it's all satanic.
It's all satanic.
All dual satanic.
interesting guys.
Little Ninja said that Absolute Power and Angelic were satanic.
Yeah, and he's right. He's absolutely right. You know that. You know that. I know that. Chris knows that. Sure. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a good charcuterie board.
You want to listen to John Cena?
Bring it up. John legit, Cena.
So we'll bullshit while we play it. I mean, anyone looking for a real review, fuck off. We're just going to play this while we talk. But
yeah,
this album is very fun and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. So lick my ass. Does anybody still watch wrestling? We were just talking about it today, how there's like no actual wrestling stars. Who's the biggest one right now? Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is the biggest star and he's nowhere near any of the ones that were in the 90s.
John Cena, Rock era.
Yeah. Yep.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I am still very much entertained by wrestlers. Yeah. But not by wrestling. It's by their interviews that they talk about when they were in the wrestling business. Sure.
Yeah.
The shooter interviews.
Wrestlers are some of the most interesting characters on
Earth. I was telling Chris about it. Like some of the most entertaining interviews you will ever hear is from old wrestlers.
Yeah, motherfuckers is hardcore, bro. Hardcore drinkers, drug users.
They were talking about
women's.
They were talking about on the Bonfire show I listened to with Big J Ogerson and Dan Soder. Dan Soder watches wrestling like still actively. He's like a 38-year-old guy. But they were talking. He's like, dude, you got to watch this documentary. It's about some guy. I think his name is Robbie Hart. He was Bret Hart's like nephew or some shit.
Okay.
I guess this dude has had a ridiculous life. He said he was the youngest person signed to WWE, the youngest person fired from WWE. Like
really?
He just has like, he's just a madman. And they did like a docuseries where they were following him around for like a reality show, but it ended up just being like a docuseries on him because he's so crazy. Yeah.
And there's so many of those kinds of people in the wrestling business.
I can imagine, especially
ones that are affiliated with the royal families of wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That, like, you know, you got people like the Harts, you know, or, different fam. None of them are coming to mind.
The Rocks. I mean, his daughter is now wrestling. You know,
Flair. I mean, some of these royal families have some. Crazy. Remember the rap, the hip hop tag
like,
team
in, like the Benoit family. I think they're going places.
Straight to hell.
What was it? It was Rikishi and the two dudes that danced with him. Too Cool. Was that what it was?
I don't remember.
In the 90s.
Were they white?
Yeah, man, you gotta pull that shit up. That was great. But that's Jerry Lawler's son.
What should I type in here?
Just WWF Too Cool.
Okay.
Rikishi Dance
Too Cool.
Yeah, you remember this shit?
Yeah.
You remember this
shit? Oh, shit, son.
Yeah, play this shit.
That was the New Age Outlaws.
No, oh, what shit, the New son. Age Outlaws? They were with them. They
all
were
says
like,
versus the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah. Oh, they were in the same era, but... Yeah, get that.
Oh shit! When you clicked on that, when you clicked on it, that Swag Too shit came up, and I was like, I was about to say, oh my god, Ouija was in Too Cool.
Oh, this is a documentary. Just do a little clip of him coming out. That's all people cared about.
Hip hop clothing. Grand Christopher became Grandmaster.
Yeah, it was just hip hop dudes, right?
No, they weren't. They were not hip hop at all. But that was their gimmick.
Their gimmick. Yeah.
But that was just one of their gimmicks.
Grandmaster Sexay.
It was only a gimmick. Like they literally just gave him a gimmick for like a couple years.
Oh shit. Oh fuck yeah.
This is a song.
This is fire.
Keep in mind, he's Jerry Lawler's son. He's not hip hop at all. He's from freaking Tennessee.
Brian Christopher.
Yeah.
Bro. Oh fuck, bro, this is fire.
I just found
my fucking new alarm for the morning. Because that shit will get you out of bed, bro.
Grandmaster Sexy.
Brian Christopher was absolutely...
Tell me you're not getting your ass to your alarm
clock. Dude, he was entertaining.
Immediately in the morning.
He was very entertaining.
Immediately, bro. Oh, shit, bro. He's fucking smashing. What is going on, bro?
Wow.
Yo, he's like the livest dancer. You can search on YouTube for Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Grandmaster Sexay, newest intro theme going down. You're gonna get
go
to see
an entrance. Go to a Rikishi. One of them where they're doing because they were too cool, and then Rikishi started doing shit with them. And when Rikishi got with them, that's when they really blew up and got over with the crowd.
Okay,
because they would come out and they would do dance. Remember when Rikishi would do the stank face, and then he would dance at the end.
No, not really.
You don't remember that shit?
Bro, I'm not that hip with wrestling.
I know. Fatter than Rikishi's ass.
I'm not hip with any of the cool shit.
Rikishi like, did the stupid
Rikishi. I remember Rikishi, but I don't remember him doing this shit. I remember him just being a fat ass that like sat on people and
dude,
shit.
Rikishi was the shit. He really was. I loved Rikishi.
This is like what D-Generation X.
Yeah, everybody knows D-Generation X. Go to Too Cool. That's what we're looking. There we are.
Oh shit.
And we're talking about two like hillbilly wrestlers trying to be like hip hop.
Yeah, so it's like almost like blatantly racist. Like
his name is Scotty Too Hotty, right?
You're talking about like when they say cultural appropriation, that's it right there. And then DX was like what, punk rock? That was like their gimmick. They were kind of like punks. Okay, so the punk rock versus hip hop. I wonder who Vince is going to have win.
But hold on, they get in the ring and they do a dance. They do like a synchronized dance.
All right.
It's hilarious. You can fast forward a little bit. Oh, it might be at the end. You might have to go to the end after they win. This was huge. I don't remember. I can't believe you don't remember this. Yeah, they would do a dance. They would look like Rikishi would look all mean and shit, and then they would try to get. They'd be like, "Come on, man!" And he would be like, "Okay," and then they would start dancing.
They're getting Rikishi to join them.
Yeah, they said, come in, man. Come on.
Why are we watching this?
Because it's awesome.
I have no idea what's going on.
Look, they put the glasses on.
This is rough. This is fucking rough, bro. They look like they look like Tekken characters.
Oh, come on. You love that shit.
That was retarded, dude.
You know, hey,
they were huge. They were over.
They
man.
Got paid for it, I guess. So,
by the way, Brian Christopher is Jerry Lawler's son, and I think he hung himself or something in prison.
Oh yeah, Chuck Hoskins said Brian Christopher was great. Rip.
Yeah, he's dead, and he either killed himself or it was an overdose or something. I don't know. I heard he killed himself, but that could be false. Yeah. I don't know.
Lil Ninja says I'm gonna need you to give me a hell yeah.
No hell yeah. Austin 316, brother. Oh, hell yeah. See, I'm doing more of a Hulk Hogan.
Austin 316 says I just whooped your ass. Hell yeah.
Take your little ass away from here. Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why you sitting there, brother, thinking you're going to... See, I don't know wrestling.
He never said brother.
While you're sitting there, God, drinking goddamn beer, get the fuck out of my fucking ring, motherfucker.
No, he'd be like, you know what? Give me a beer, you piece of trash. Get out of my ring, you piece of trash. Hell yeah. Throw me a beer.
Yeah, I remember beer.
Well, yeah, that was his gimmick.
Yeah.
His whole gimmick was beer.
I want to drink a beer.
His gimmick was stomping a mud hole in your ass and beer.
Yeah, beer and redneck. I'm a redneck. I live in a trailer and I drink beer.
And he that was all his gimmick was, and he truly was the like biggest wrestler of all time. Like he's still the biggest, like you can't get bigger than Stone Cold when it comes to wrestling. Just wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't an actor, but when it comes to just wrestling, Stone Cold holds the top spot.
He knew how to do it.
What was the Bible verse?
What, 316?
Yeah, Stone Cold 316. What verse is that?
It's Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
Oh, that's what it says in the Bible?
Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, there's like John 316, I think, is what he's like making fun
of. No, the one in 316.
The one from the Bible, Austin 316.
There's no Austin 316.
Yeah, in the Bible.
In the Bible.
Right. Like in the Bible, like the Christian one.
The Christian fucking Bible says, we'll whoop your ass.
You're a Christian. 316.
That's what it really says.
Exactly.
Kyle hasn't read it, obviously.
Well, I knew it said.
I think it's first Austin.
I knew it said, I just whooped your ass.
Yeah, of course.
I just whooped your ass, yeah.
Jesus was on. Yeah,
and then I think the next one is what? Jesus wept or something?
Austin
317. Austin 317. I think it's
317
like,
is then I shit on your face.
Then couldeth thy smell what I was cooking or something like that? Couldeth thy smell what the rock was cooking?
Well, it's obvious that God was stomping mud holes in your ass.
Guys, I know that Austin is not a book in the Bible. I know that they took it out.
That's one of the secret laws.
During Reconstruction, during Reconstruction.
Is this their street banger, by the way?
Now it's only recognized in the Mormon world.
Dude, this song goes hard. This is one of my favorite songs on this album.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like every line on this song is a punchline.
That sample, I know what that sample is.
Oh, yeah?
It's when my cat is constipated.
Sounds like Roger Troutman.
Let's see what the liner notes say.
I mean, that literally sounds like...
Kind of sounds like Roger Troutman.
Nah, that's a cat.
That's a cat?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a queef.
Produced by Eli of the Living Legends.
Oh, dope. Hey, Eli, that sounds Living
Eli,
Legends.
You know what, Eli? I think you're a fucking hack.
That's kind of
this
mean,
is literally
dude.
Not charged 1%.
Really?
No, it's like that slow.
I even plugged it into a real charger.
Yeah.
Oh man, sorry.
All good.
It might be the what is it? The brick? The little.
Yeah, I did grab like a random little brick. It might that brick
probably what it is.
Sorry, man.
All good. I got
oh man, this
I got a grown up charger in my car.
All right,
no, I'm fine.
This is just a banger, bro. Oh man. Son, turn this shit up, son. Hey, nephew, turn this up, son.
I do like this song a lot, too.
Yeah, this
12s don't fit,
bro. This is that East Coast banger, bro. Like
Jack Frost bit me. The panic.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
By the mic mechanic, y'all learn. Where I come from, word.
John Cena.
This is Trademark right here. Trademark goes hard on this album.
I'm just overall saying John Cena. Because, you know.
I'm surprised, like, I'd be shocked if John Cena wrote any of his verses. Trademark had to have wrote all of his verses, right?
I don't know.
Hey, Stone Cold once drove a milk truck into the ring. I didn't know that.
He drove a beer truck into the ring.
I thought he said, Lil Ninja said Kurt Stone Angle, Cold drove a milk truck out into the ring and fed the opponent milk.
No, that
just
was,
fed him that shit.
That was Kurt Angle.
That was Kurt Angle?
Yeah, because he was the Olympic wrestler who was healthy and Stone Cold was the redneck who drank beer, so that was like their feud.
Oh, so Kurt Angle brought out a milk truck and made Stone Cold drink it?
Yeah, Stone Cold brought out the beer truck first and then Kurt Angle came out with a milk truck.
Oh, now, and then did he make Stone Cold drink milk?
I don't remember exactly what happened.
Bro, if that happened, that's like one of the most epic things I've ever heard.
Dude, that's
like, you ain't drinking milk. Or you ain't drinking beer, drink milk.
There was a really, really funny segment where Stone Cold brought a porta potty into the ring. He threw gold dust into the porta potty, tipped it over, and everything. Dude, it was funny.
Threw gold dust.
Gold dust came out dressed
as the wrestler. I thought you just meant like gold dust. Like he opened the porta potty and was like, and sprinkle, you know, like threw like some golden glitter in there.
Didn't Stardust do that? He threw like dust and shit. I don't remember.
Gold member. Wasn't there a wrestler named gold, like, gold member or something?
Gold dust.
Gold dust. Yeah, maybe. I'm playing. I know gold dust. he's the golden man.
Yeah, Max Rebo says Kurt Angle drove the milk truck. Lil Ninja says, oh, I'm getting my wrestlers mixed up. Yeah. Yeah, Kurt Angle drove the milk truck and he sprayed milk and shit. It was funny.
It's sad how much about wrestling that you guys know.
Here's a very funny video we need to look up. Speaking of John Cena, he does a battle against Kurt Angle and Kurt Angle replies to the battle.
Oh,
that is hilarious.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Just seeing Kurt Angle try to rap. Now, I want you guys to tell me, let's look up some John Cena battles where he battled people live.
Okay.
Let's look these up and see if he freestyled these, because supposedly, you know, legend has it that he freestyled this shit.
Nah. Here's John Cena versus Big Show. You want that one?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yo, 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 listen to me. I'm calling you up for a battle rap, son.
Oh, no.
My name's the Big Show, and it ain't none meaner. Last week, I screwed over you, John Cena.
Oh,
bro.
Oh, dude. I done punked you out all over town. What you gonna do about it, bitch? I'm 500 pounds.
Called him a bitch.
Called him a bitch. That was back in the you could back then.
And he's wearing a do-rag.
I know. This was the funniest part though, when people
well,
who bandana, did not rap.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Look at you looking at me. You nothing. I'm a giant. In my world, you the white girl, and I'm Kobe Bryant.
Oof.
Hey, that shirt John Cena's rocking is the shit, though, by the way. It's got the old school WWF logo on.
Yeah.
I forgot.
It's really weird seeing the giant in, like, pseudo.
This is what was funny, though, when he got wrestlers that had no business doing this shit to rap against him.
Matter of fact, my finger is bigger than your.
All right, so this is supposed to be freestyle now, guys.
Definitely not freestyle.
No, of course not.
John Cena probably wrote all that. Or whoever writes for John Cena. Why was John Cena's gimmick that he was a battle rapper?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. It's probably his gimmick. I doubt Vince McMahon came up with the gimmick. Vince McMahon knew nothing about rap.
Chill.
Yeah, I'm guessing he actually rapped and probably brought it up to Cena and brought it up to Vince McGill or whatever. Yeah.
Vince McGill. Oh, Vince McGill went on to write Breaking Bad, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
Man, I can't believe how out of shape that you're getting. You've been talking for 30 seconds, dude. You're already sweating.
He's like, the reaction that Giant has.
Smelling mysterious gases. Oh, bro, close your mouth. You get the breath of 1,000 asses.
That line's funny. The breath of 1,000 asses.
Him, Giant, played it off. It's funny. Huh?
Some phony pits. You're just a fat slob with hairy baloney tits.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You need to hit them sit-ups, too. You're not exactly the leanest. Forget seeing me, bro. You can't see your own penis.
All right, John Cena's clowning him, bro. And
this is one of his better ones, I think. He had some corny
bigger
shit.
Bigger than your finger. It's as big as your whole head. You think I'm coming up short? That's not what your mom said.
Oh.
The rag comes off and it just starts watching.
I know. He always says something like that puts him over the edge. Oh, that scared me. I thought there was a woman down here.
I know. Me too.
I was like, what? No women. No grave. No girls allowed.
You don't have a sausage.
I know I'm not getting hurt. Echo. How am I going to get this by the white fat Albert?
All right, so look up the one where he picks the kid out of the audience. All right. This is the one, this is supposed to be just a random kid in the audience that wants to battle rap.
That's all right here. It's right here.
Yeah. Now, if anybody believe this, I feel sorry for their naive sense of life.
Man, Cena, your stuff is whack. You're just a white boy who thinks he's black. You ain't the real deal. You need to take your butt down to the shelter and get yourself a free meal. And what's the deal with this war life? You're just a poor white boy with no wife. Oh, Cena, don't cry and pout. Looks like Kurt Angle's gonna make you tap out.
Obviously this is like set up.
Of course.
That freestyle was whack. I couldn't wait for it to end. I got no wife, but you got a boyfriend.
Ooh.
Trying to battle with me. Rip you in front of your crew like it didn't happen to me. The difference is I'm real and you're phony. My style's fat like Saragusa, Tony. Yo, what you gonna do? You can't hurt me. A threat from both sides of the plate like Eddie Murray. But don't worry. I get straight up in your face. It's John Cena about to blow the roof off the place. It's no mercy, so don't worry. I'm dirty. I bleed you to your burgundy. What? Yo, you can't hurt me. I physically murder G's. Yo, it's absurd to me. You can't see this with telescopic lenses. I'm crazy like 20-inch rims.
Hey, on this is going lenses. Off stupid shit hey, now.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, I think first dude won.
I mean, if I were in a rap battle, I would be like, yo, first dude got you, dog. City.
At least he had like lines that got to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands up. I don't care if you're 430.
John Cena's spitting, but it's just ran. It's not battling.
Yeah.
No, it's not battling.
Yeah.
Yo. I like how the kid just like, shut up. Like.
That's right, baby. Because I'm ill like a sick metaphor. Got the crowd chanting Cena like they want some more. Yo, hand in front of my face.
I forgot it went on this fucking long. I thought it was like a 30-second thing.
All right, that's right. Hold up your hands. Wave them.
Fuck him.
So anyway, yeah, John Cena.
Anyway, was that freestyled?
Hell no, that wasn't a freestyle.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of bars for him to like remember for that moment. Like, yeah. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of those, like, he was just kind of like,
I don't care who you are.
Throwing
you,
him out there.
There's a difference in freestyling and a cipher, and that might have been a cipher, but yeah. I don't call that a freestyle.
No,
a cipher is where you're spitting your written lines that you have on a deck.
Yeah.
A freestyle is much different. Freestyle
that was all pre,
top of the dome.
Yeah, that was all premeditated shit. I mean, it's wrestling. Everything is fake in wrestling.
Right.
Not sorry.
It wouldn't be very good for his gimmick if he came out there and happened to just have a bad day and stuttered all over his words and lost to a random fucking fan.
Yeah.
That'd be horrible for its gimmick. There's no way they would do that.
The camera just
so they set up a kid to do a whack ass delivery so that he couldn't lose.
Bro, what if he did? What if there was just a video of him like shitting on a kid and you're like, and the kid's just like, damn.
Right.
That'd be funny as hell.
That would be funny.
That should be a skit. Why is that somebody made that a skit already?
While we're on topic, do you know that John Cena stole a copyright line?
Did he?
And copyright responded to it.
What line?
I don't know exactly what line, but it's a 20-year-old copyright line that John Cena
used in this album?
No. He used it back when he was popular. When John Cena was popular 20 years ago. He used copyright's line, the exact fucking line. It's not it's not just coincidence. It's the exact same fucking line. So John Cena definitely had his ear to the underground, or his writer did, and stole one of copyright, our own MCs from Columbus, one of his lines.
Interesting.
And it doesn't surprise me, seeing as how in the underground scene, copyright is known as one of, like, having some of the best battle lines ever, you know, so... And copyright actually responded to it just recently.
Really?
Someone brought it to his attention just recently. Copyright had no clue.
Wow.
They were like, you know, John Cena took one of your lines back in the day. He was like, no, and he it's like in an interview.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
don't kill yourself. It's okay.
Oh, there's nothing in it.
Yeah, what do you think about this song?
Like, I mean, it's the best song on here.
This song is ridiculous. So this is his attempt at doing like a Kanye style song we were talking about before the show. Like, the lines are like okay, but it's the song is so corny. Don't shoot yourself in the face, please.
Yeah. I'm scared. Know how this thing works, bro.
Don't do it. Don't do that.
Oh, I didn't even know how it worked. It's safe.
It's simple. It's just
safe, guys. It's safe.
You open up the slot.
It's Nerf.
Sticking in. Shut it. And then this is the cock.
That's what she said.
You stick it in, and this is the cock.
Stick it in, and this is the cock.
This song, but yes, this song is pretty gay.
Yeah.
I'm skipping it.
This is one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
This song slaps.
It's tight.
This song slaps.
I don't like it. Make it loud.
This song is 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
Let's keep it real.
Dude, hey, you know what
Bad Man
you know what we should do?
Shit on here.
We should listen to a better album. I'm just kidding, guys.
Spoiler alert, we've listened to all the good ones on the show.
I thought you guys only listened to ICP.
We only listen to bad albums on this show. That's the whole point.
That's the whole point of the show.
You've covered all the Cottonmouth Kings.
No.
Keep front.
You covered like a Project Mourn.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Zuck Island?
No.
Oh, God, guys. All the Riders, Dark Lotus?
All the Dark Lotus, yes. We haven't done all the Riders.
All the Riders?
Can you bring the chat up?
Good God.
We got some. I wanted to look at some chats.
I got to walk you guys through this. Have you listened to all of the Nodus?
Damn, Echoside Fiend, wish you could listen live, man, but have fun at the bowling party. That sounds pretty cool.
Max Rebo said that way John Cena tells the story, some people from the creative team heard him rapping on a tour bus and decided to make it his gimmick.
Maybe. I mean, that's like an Eminem way to like come up. Yo, man, I was just out here I was in the cut, man. I was in the trenches rapping, bruh.
Yeah, right.
And I got discovered, bruh, and they put me on, you know what I mean?
He said, "Oh, Solid Psycho said you should do Hulk Hogan, do Hulk Hogan's album next." I'm not kidding. I would love it. I genuinely super love the Hulk Hogan album.
He's not joking about that. He actually likes it.
I bumped it a lot back in the day.
Yeah,
and right. We talked about the Macho Man album last week a little bit.
We need to literally
swimming, always bring a buddy.
We need to put up your Velvet Hulkamania poster.
Oh yeah, we should put that up so people can see it. Like, but it could go like right there.
Your Elvis Velvet, Hulk Hogan poster.
My grandma used to have it hanging in her living room. you know how like back in the 90s, 80s, like 70s, 80s, 90s, everybody had those velvet posters, like paintings?
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandma had an Elvis one in her living room and a big Hulk Hogan one.
Dude, that's Hulk, that's dope as fuck. Yeah.
And when she died, I took her Hulk
Hogan. That's how you know she was down. She was a true maniac.
Oh, that one. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's right over by the cat's food. She was a maniac. She had all kinds of Hulk Hogan memorabilia. I think they, unfortunately, like, she was kind of a hoarder, so they threw out...
Was she buried? What?
Buried with it?
Like I wish.
Like a hoarder, or just like a neat hoarder.
It was like no, like there was a couple rooms you literally couldn't go in, like bedrooms.
TV hoarder.
It wasn't like so disgusting. Like where it was a hazard.
Gotcha.
But it was like there was way too much.
There
was three houses worth of shit in one house.
So she wasn't Xenia, Ohio hoarder.
right. Sure. but anyways, yeah, she had like, in her bedroom though. She had all kinds of Hulk Hogan memorabilia. She had one of those like cool like Hulk Hogan like varsity jacket. You know how everybody had those like with like a big print on the back of Hogan like doing this.
Right. Yeah.
It was awesome, dude. I wish I had that.
She just liked Hogan.
She loved Hulk Hogan. She loved wrestling. She would watch wrestling and like yell like no, damn it, oh, no.
Awesome.
Like when somebody would turn or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Right.
What happened? Okay.
No, so we thought we could trust you. Damn it.
Literally.
You joined the Wolf Pack.
Literally. Yeah.
So what happened when he did the Bash at the Beach turn in WCW for NWO?
I wish I knew. I don't remember.
Oh man, she probably that crushed her. World.
she might have died before that.
Really?
Thankfully.
So that
she
was
might
like,
have died with Hogan on top.
That was like 96.
Did you guys ever wrestle in school? Like when during like the peak wrestling era, did you ever you remember wrestling in school? Like picking teams like NWO, etc.
Oh yeah.
I didn't really wrestle in school, but like me and my brother and his friends and shit, my friends would all wrestle.
I saw fights on the bus over NWO and WCW.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I had one class, it was like a technical class or whatever. And in that class, like there was like a group of four or five bullies and they were part of the Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
And then everyone else was white NWO. So like they would basically after class just do pile drivers and suplexes on all the little nerd kids. And they'd be like, "You're regular NWO." But I took pride. I took pride in that shit. Like I used to watch, I would go home and watch WCW and just be like, "Come on, white NWO."
Yeah. Same. I was
win,
black and white.
Man. Yeah, win black and white. Come on, guys. Because dude, like
people who are red and black were like posers.
Yeah, if the Wolf Pack won, I knew that they would be like really on one. And I was really getting the shit kicked out of me that day. But like if the white team won, they usually felt like kind of salty. So they would be like, "Yeah, you guys won. We'll get you next week. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We'll get you next week." You know, so like you kind of got a week off respite.
Bro. The hood was into that shit. Yeah. I'm telling you.
So I can remember Hulk Hogan switching sides and it being the most fucking heartbreaking moment. Like I like watched TV. I remember crying. Like actually crying. Like
no, we'll never win again.
Like it was over then.
But with the NWO and WCW wars, when it was just black and white before the Wolf Pack came out. There, it was Sting and Hogan, you know? It was like Sting and Hogan was a big thing. Right. WCW versus NWO.
Sting was the fucking man, yeah.
Dude, two of the hoodest dudes in my school got in a fight on the bus over Sting and Hogan. Over
really?
Sting and NWO. There's like, shit was son, you ain't know, bro. Sting fucked him up, bro. He get the bat, bro. And then the other dude's like, no, man, NWO, come out there. He beat that, man. He beat that shit down, bro. You don't even know.
And you hear somebody else go, and then it's fucking on. He's like, "You gonna Wolf Pack me in my face, motherfucker?"
Dude, the hood was into WCW versus NWO. I'm telling
everyone
you,
was
man.
Like that whole that era was like peak wrestling. I think of you know like as far as I ever remember it. I know everyone says like, "Oh, you know, back in the day with the Andre the Giant, da, da, da. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I remember wrestling being fucking popular.
That was before it was like mainstream. Like when
Like you didn't get picked on for wearing a wrestling shirt. Like as long as it was NWO, you could be a cool kid and wear a wrestling shirt back then.
You still can. NWO is still popular.
Yeah. My favorite was the puppies era.
Yeah, but now NWO stands for something else. So yeah. I know the New World Order is very popular right now, but.
I still see people. I mean, people still rock that shit.
I think
NWO is still the number one selling wrestling shirt to this day.
Really?
Yeah, people still buy that shit.
I got one. Didn't I give you one?
You might have. Is that where I got mine from?
So.
I have one. I had two. I don't remember the fuck I got it.
Me and my boys, Solid Cycle said me and my boys used to backyard wrestle. So do we, man.
Yeah, man.
We got videos.
RSW, Ruthless Scrub Wrestling.
I was just showing my kids those videos like a few weeks ago.
They were probably not impressed
at all. No, they were dying laughing.
Oh, really? Like,
they're funny.
Dude, the episode,
nice, man.
Yeah, the main episode we were laughing at was there was an episode DTBE versus Injury J.
Yeah,
and that was absolutely hilarious.
The whole episode, I think it's me and Derek on fucking commentary, and we're just like shitting on them like the entire time.
Yeah.
Everything out of our mouth is a fucking Taco Bell joke.
Oh, a Taco Bell.
Everything's a Taco Bell joke. It's so funny. Like, and they each gave him the nachos Belgrande.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny, man. And then the Monster Squad shows up. Oh, but my kids
that was our NWO.
Dude, they were dying.
Like, I wanted to be like, and that was the thing with RSW. I didn't say it back then, but see, that was the thing. Like back then, I wanted so bad to be an announcer for RSW, so bad. But like Keezy had it on lock. Like he was just like gifted with it. Like
you should have.
He was quick with
though.
Like, but like I remember wanting to be a part of it so bad that I agreed to the bandana head thing, and it was the worst experience of my life. I hated it, bro. It was just Nate beating the fuck out of me with a fucking tiki torch. Like, because I remember, like, he kept really trying to authentically do moves, and I would just buckle to the ground. He bends over and whispers in my ear, dude, we've got to do some moves. And I'm like, I was like, they fucking hurt. And he's like, we've got to do some moves.
We got
to So then he pulls me up. He walks me over to the fence, and, like, we do this little shitty, like, grinding my face against the fence thing. It looked horrible. And then after that, I could see it in Nate's face. He was actually getting pissed off and irritated. So that's when he grabbed the tiki torch and just started beating the shit out of me with it
until he
broke it. Yeah, then he like broke it, and then I was like, pin me, and he was like, all right, and he pinned me. Yeah,
it's funny. Let's get it over with.
I think Monster Squad might come during that match too.
He was like, Chris, this is our shot, bro.
Oh yeah, I showed him yellow shirt guy.
Yeah, that was
like,
Vince.
They did like a spur of the moment match, like him and Mark, I think. Did a spur of the moment. It was, and we just were like making
the blind
fun
robber.
Of him.
Yeah,
we were making fun of him. Dude, I'll have to like I'll dig out those dude, videos and like I'll put them online eventually.
Dude,
they're funny. Man.
I swear to God, Chris. Here's the reason I didn't want to commentate as much as I did. The only reason I did is because if I didn't, the fucking matches would go too long and they wouldn't wrap shit up. I had to literally commentate and make sure they fucking stop doing shit and finish up and wrap up. Because Kyle couldn't do it because he was operating the camera most of the time and commentating. So I had to be there coming like, all right, guys, fucking dude, finish this shit up.
That's when the Monster Squad got introduced.
And to be fair, I hadn't really proven my chops at that point. So you know what I mean? Look, Kyle was the best at that point, like easily.
Dude, we did it.
But you would have been hilarious if you would have actually got a hold of it.
I was watching the one.
We just got to bring RSW back. I'm not wrestling.
Let's
do it.
Young kids. I was watching the one where we did in the woods, and we had two different camera crews. On that, it was like me on one side and like Ben had his camera.
Yeah,
Ben had, and I think you were with Ben. And
I think so.
In the video, like it sucks because I don't have Ben's copy because I want to hear your.
I remember that was hilarious. I had both of them, and I remember that shit was.
I want to hear
that. Shit was funny.
Ours
as
wasn't very funny. But like you could hear you guys in the video.
Well, I don't think I. I don't think I was with you on that one.
Somebody was.
Yeah,
was like, it might have been Sean.
I remember it was like in the
it was
the
you
wood.
And Sean.
It was like, that big grass clearing or whatever.
Yeah, it was you and Sean, and it was Ben and Chris on the other one. Yeah.
That's great. Right. Yeah, that was the era when we had nowhere to wrestle. So, it was just like, let's go out to the middle of the woods.
We used to backyard wrestle at my house, and my dad eventually was like, okay, enough of this shit. Yeah. Then we did it at Nate's house until eventually his mom was like, okay, enough of this shit.
Yeah.
So we went out to the woods, and then the police were like, okay, enough of this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I think that was it. We were done after that.
We did like five or six events.
Yeah.
You know? It was fun. We had that one that we probably had 20 people in the audience for, bro. It was fun.
Yeah.
We had people at Nate's house. That was the biggest one I remember. And yeah, there was a legit,
was
like, I'd say probably
audience.
Like 30, 40 people. Cause like I went to one and I couldn't go to the other because Billy Dotson was looking for me and he was going to whoop my ass.
I mean, I can remember. Should
have came.
Like,
we would have recorded.
I can remember. Well, that's when, but luckily because of that wrestling match, he stopped looking for me. He contacted Hillbilly and was like, yo, tell Chris, like, I heard he didn't come to his friend's wrestling cause he thought I was looking for him. He's cool. Tell him he's cool. And then after that, we met up at Billy's and he smoked with me and he was like, I know you told the cops about me. Da-da-da. I was like, I didn't tell the cops. He's like, shut up. Don't tell me. Don't deny it. I've accepted it, but we're cool. But I just know. And I was like, all right. And then that was it. Yeah. So we were cool after that. But like, yeah. He always thought I had snitched or something, even though like, and I tried to tell him that not like there's a reason no one's in jail. Because I didn't snitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like he said, because the cops came back, that's because the cop was like, where's your car? And I was like, I mean, I can take you to my car if you let me go. So he took me to the parking lot. But then he was like, so what house were you in? I was like, oh, I don't remember. And he was like, which one of these was it? I was like, oh, I don't remember.
Look, here's.
And then he was like, oh, well, you're going to jail. And I'm like, fuck, yeah. There's so because of that, he thought, because he drove me to my car, he thought that I snitched. And I was like, no, dude. I thought I was going home.
There's Average Guy versus Columbus Junkie.
Yeah.
The kitty litter box.
The kitty litter box.
Columbus Junkie's car.
If you are actually on watching us online, yeah, you can actually see some of our... this old backyard wrestling.
I don't know. I think Richard uploaded
Carver.
This shit.
Yeah, there's Carver right there.
There's no sound to it. Yeah.
I'll get these uploaded one of these days. By the way, RSW was our organization. It stood for Ruthless Scrub Wrestling.
Yep. Average Guy versus the Columbus Junkie.
Yeah. So fun, man. Good shit.
Yeah. It was good times, man.
Oh, shit. It was fun.
Richard was ruthless, though.
Yeah, he was. Richard was legitimately tough, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just playing around, but Richard was a legit.
He wanted you to like really hurt him. He was masochistic.
I mean, I was pretty daredevilish too, but
yeah, you two were like, no, I don't know. Kyle got into some.
Oh yeah, Kyle did some of the
like
crazy
thumbtack type shit.
Well, me and Richard did the ones where we would like jump off of ladders.
Yeah,
and
you
shit.
Did high risk shit. You and Richard would. He liked wrestling you because he could throw you.
Yeah,
around.
Kyle, Richard, or Keezy, Richard, and Carver were definitely like the three biggest like wrestlers in the group. And Inge, when Inge came along, Inge was a huge into the wrestling thing too.
Yeah.
But other than that, that was I think the big four. Everybody else was kind of like.
Sideshows.
Yeah, exactly. Sideshows. Like, you know,
it was funny though. Dude, I enjoyed all of it, man, and I'm glad everybody tried.
I'll get the tapes uploaded one of these days.
It was hilarious. Like Bandana Head. Oh yeah, Bandana Head.
Dude,
like
honestly, we could re-upload them and then redo the commentary too.
like Stranglemania
kind of how they
style?
Do kind of how Stranglemania did. Yeah, exactly. Like you know, like redo it. Like
that'll be fun.
The lost tapes. Holy shit!
Do like
you know, give them different names and shit.
That'd be fun.
Do it. Give a choice of the original and the reissue.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Hell yeah, dude!
Release it on DVD for all the Deck One Delters.
That was the plan eventually.
I told everybody who wrestled like one
put
by
it on
one.
DVD.
Everybody who wrestled in our shit and came and did their shit. I told everybody one by one. Like you know, I know it was fun and stupid, but like. You know, it takes balls to even do shit like that. And like, you know what I mean? Thank you just for having fun. You know, I told everybody who was in it, you know, like you know, you're putting your body. It was stupid, but you're literally putting your body in line. You could easily break something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got lucky. I mean, we didn't do it, thankfully, enough or long enough to really shit happen. But we also weren't like, I mean, we got inspired because at that time, that was like right around the time those backyard wrestling games were coming out. Yeah. The backyard wrestling tapes, like you had to buy off of the infomercials.
Yeah.
I bought them.
It was before the games. Like the games came out way after those tapes got popular. Yeah.
Well,
and
we all watched those tapes and shit like religiously. Like
games
we passed them around.
Trash. Fuck, by the way,
they weren't great.
They were pretty bad.
We should play that on here someday.
I got it. I'll bring it over.
I played it recently. They're not good.
Really,
it's been a long time. Age. I remember loving them when I was young because, like, for a game that had ICP in it,
of course,
they were phenomenal.
Yeah,
but like because I remember thinking like, oh, it's gonna be junk because ICP's in it. Because like
they weren't
ICP
in the first one.
Yeah, like I just thought, oh, it's gonna be low.
They were in
budget.
The first one.
They were in the first. I think they had their face paint. Like you could be them. Like you could make your character look like them. But they weren't in it until the second one.
In the backyard wrestling game.
No, yeah, I think he's right.
I have the backyard. I have the first one, dude.
Wait.
You legitimately, they're in the story mode.
Oh, really?
And it's their voices, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
They're
that.
In the first.
I think he's right. I think ICP was in the original, but in the second one, that's when you got Twisted, ICP.
You got Twisted in the original, too.
You got Twisted in the original?
I have the original, and I was just playing it like a few months back, yeah.
I thought we got more people in.
Nope, they're in it. I'm telling you. They're in it. That was
Backyard Wrestling roster.
That was the biggest marketing ploy that ICP was in this.
I remember that for the second one.
The Backyard Wrestling game.
You're
roster.
Thinking of the WWE games where they did have just face paint and you could create the
character. We need the Juggalos to tell us.
Just type in roster and that should tell you like who all's on the list.
We'll see if it's on Wikipedia.
I'm telling you, they're wearing Wraith shit because it was during the Wraith era.
Violent J, right, Shaggy Two Dope, Madman Pondo, The Rude Boy.
Look, it has
Jamie
Madrox
Monoxide. Yeah, there you go.
Look, Tom Dub.
Carver with the win. Yeah, Tom Dub, Sabu.
Now, the first one is better than the second one.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then the second one had, what was like the, I remember there was more people, like maybe ABK or something. There was more characters in the second one.
You know what? I don't remember the second one that much. But I do. I have an HDMI capable PS2 with a hard drive in it that has our game on it.
Oh, yeah. Bring it over.
Yeah. So we can just play it without.
Vampiro is in it. So that's a bigger one. That's a new one. Yeah. Vampiro was like one. Yeah. I think that was the big one. Andrew WK. He was in it.
Yeah, it's like less people from Psychopathic in this one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I would say less people from Psychopathic.
Porn star, Tara Patrick, Sunrise Adams.
That's such a random game, bro.
Yeah, right. It was definitely a product of its time.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
But ICP were true backyard wrestlers in the early day. I mean, like before. I mean, everybody back. I'm sure backyard wrestling has been a thing since wrestling has been around, popular in the mainstream. Yeah. You know. We were just doing it when it was the most popular thing.
Oh yeah.
At its point, you know.
Ooh, this beat is sweet.
Yeah.
Solid Psycho said Twisted wasn't in the second one, but Monoxide and Jamie were in the first one.
Motherfucker hop this. I come in twos like a fucking chopstick. I'ma rock this.
That's actually how he raps on it.
John seen it. Yo, ain't gonna believe it. Y'all motherfuckers jealous, you can't see him.
Oh,
invisible man coming down, getting you up in suplex. Your motherfuckers is next, breaking both of your necks and all of your ribs. I come into your house, murder all of your kids.
All your kids.
And your wife.
And your wife.
Benoit. I will murder your family in the drive.
In the drive.
Wait, hey, John Cena.
Here he is rapping on here. Listen.
Motherfucking meanest.
I got a home in the pound, I'm home in the way. I mean, he's got the chops down of what he needs to do to rap.
Yeah. He's got bars.
He's like, that's like playing roulette and betting on blue.
Mm-hmm. I just like the way he like drops his punchlines. He's like, and betting on blue.
Betting on blue.
During this
sucker MC.
During this era, rappers were pretty ruthless.
Hobson's fire.
And yeah, he was studying the underground.
He was
definitely studying the underground. You could tell that for sure in his rhymes, in the way he delivers them.
The scene and trade.
Did he say something about Gorbachev?
No.
Gorbachev. Gorbachev.
He's like rapping about like European politics. Yeah,
Gorbachev won't drop the wall. Churchill staying out of the wall.
Like, damn, I didn't remember that song.
Okay.
And get the fuck on.
Yeah, I like Trademark's delivery a little better as far as like smoothness. Man, get the fuck
on. You get later. I like that they had the considering John Cena's popularity, especially amongst kids, I'm shocked that this was a parental advisory situation. I'm so happy they went the route they did, because having like a ruthless like rap WWF album like this is way tighter better than fucking having some bullshit where you don't fucking keep it real, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering. I mean, this I'm not. Like
look, I just want to throw this out there.
2005.
I would not at all, in any breath or capacity, say that this album is him keeping it real. But,
well, I mean, keeping it real as far as like. This might be how he like really like wants to rap or whatever, you know.
Hey,
that's
bring,
all I mean.
Okay, bring up the chat.
I got you. All
right.
You mean explicit?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mick Nasty.
Yeah, there's
oh,
nothing.
There's Mick Nasty. What's up, bro?
If you said Cena stole copyrights bars multiple times,
I believe it. That guy knows his wrestling shit. I know for a fact too.
Yeah, like copyright is one of underrated.
Who hasn't? If you do battle music, you've probably listened and studied a little bit of copyright. I mean, it's okay to admit.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He is one of the best of the best.
Yeah. Hometown hero. Burn the candle at both ends. Him and Illogic.
Illogic is dope. He's not a battler, but he, as far as lyricism, Illogic is fucking amazing.
Yeah, Blueprint as well.
Blueprint's kind of a mix.
Blueprint's legit as fuck.
No, he's like, straight legit, but he's like, he does battle shit and legit.
Oh, yeah. He's just old school. Like, he has an old school feel. Like, I look at you, what do I see? Just a buster. Punk motherfucker.
But he
running up your choppers.
But he can get deep. Hand Me Downs is one of the dopest rap songs I've ever heard. And that's Blueprint in RJD2. You know?
Yeah.
Fucking love that song.
Yeah, Soul Position. Yeah. That's their shit together. Yeah.
Yeah, we had some legit underground kings from this city, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Ends.
You know what I'm saying?
Ends. Sly.
Ends. Sly. Yeah.
No more.
Broken Fort.
Monsters, man.
Word life.
Fucking
word life. I fucked your wife.
614 Villains.
614, hell yeah.
I'm going to pretend to know that.
FHSP.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend to know that.
Well, Midwest Villains.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking.
Well, CO2.
Street Rich Breed
Regal.
Era.
Rich Regal.
Who? Street Breed Era.
CO2. CO2. Perverse. Remember Perverse? That was a big show. That was like one our first show that we opened up for this rap group, and we ended up getting their fans to like sweat us. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
We didn't open up for them.
We did. Coa Fusion. We opened up.
Oh, you're talking about
Perverse. Or no, it wasn't CO2. Perverse. No, we were. I'm not Perverse. I was thinking of what was their fucking names? The Vampires.
Oh,
Blood Clot. Blood Clot. Yeah.
Oh, see, I said
Perverse. I said Perverse, but I love Perverse. But no. Blood Clot.
I remember telling people Blood Clot. They were like, ooh, what does that mean?
Yeah, bro. Like Blood Clot. It was like band of juggalos, and like they dressed like vampires, and they would like sing like really gross lyrics, like "I suck your pussy when it's that time of the month," and like their name was Blood Clot, and like that was one of their gimmicks. Is like they liked eating girls out when they were on their period.
When did you open up for them?
It was like one of our first shows. It was Coa Fusion.
I remember that.
I think this was I think this was during the if I'm not mistaken, this was during the Keezy beef era.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I was gonna say like it was at. Was it Scully's?
It was in the very
not
beginning.
Scully's. No, it was
in the very beginning of Coa Fusion.
Snaps and Taps, wasn't beginning. It? Wasn't it called Snaps and Taps?
Yeah, it was like a bar, wasn't
Snaps
it?
And Taps, I think. It was like a bar called Snaps and Taps. Or no, it was... All right. Anyway, little show, but they were... I don't know why I randomly thought of that. Anyway, moving on.
It's funny.
You're thinking of good rappers from Columbus, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Right.
Blood Clot was in that mix.
Blood Clot, yeah. I fucked one of their girls. Her name was Kate. Yeah, she came over. I remember she was like doing the hand thing from Ravers, and I was like, yo, that's tight. Can you teach me how to do that? I fucked her like 2 weeks later.
Nice.
It was a great fuck. It was like top three fucks of my life.
That's, not as impressive as... what I thought you were.
Oh, here's
saying.
Bumpy Knuckles right
but
here.
I can't brag about it because like after that, never talk to her again.
Oh.
Not on my choice. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I must not laid it down. But after that show, she thought I was gonna be quite the lay. Tricked her.
not so much.
Yeah, right. Tricked her. Gotcha.
Oh, good times, guys. Good times.
Right.
This is Bumpy Knuckles. He's a guest.
I highly suggest being a rapper. It gets you laid a lot more.
Rapping
even,
never
even
got
if
me
you're,
laid.
Even if you're an ugly dude. I know, but you have to. Okay, let me go back. I suggest being a good rapper because it'll get you laid.
I just play.
McNasty, does being a rapper get you laid?
Yes, McNasty. McNasty can definitely clarify. Being a rapper gets you laid, bro.
You know what? Maybe that got me married.
It will. Hell yeah. Maybe. I mean, dude, you got like married like by your dope ass fucking video stalking skills.
Maybe.
That was your personality. You worked at Blockbuster, so it was like one of those jobs where you talk most of the shift.
Yeah.
So that's why you got your girl, because
you were like the real life.
You're very charismatic. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. You're very charismatic. So. You had plenty of opportunity to lay down the juice.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
He said like three times. All right, that counts.
Yeah, see, church. Yeah.
By the way, I think that was their big single, that last song.
Yes, that was the single.
That song does slap.
I remember them playing that during like Monday Night Raw. Like, here's the video, and they play the video for that shit.
And the video's pretty dope, yeah.
Yeah.
And what is it, Bumpy Knuckles?
I think he's
probably the dopest dude on this record.
Yeah, he was sweet.
Bumpy Knuckles?
Yeah, his voice and delivery is super dope.
Yeah, I think he's on like two songs
on here, pretty
too.
Dope name.
Yeah. Bumpy Knuckles.
Yeah, he was on Keep Frontin' also.
Crew heavy on the deep side. Yeah.
The last half of this album is pretty lackluster. The first half slaps hard. The second half is hit or miss, but it's not bad. I like the harmonica on this shit. You know, it's cool.
It's dope.
Like
it's
all the songs right. have like do a good job of having like a different vibe. I don't have nothing like that down here. Oh, hold on.
I just have to suck it.
You're gonna have to
suck it. I'm just gonna have to suck the shit out of it. Suck this fucker.
Oh, there's a.
Here, I got something for him.
I got a nail here. I got a nail. This should work.
Yeah, just.
I don't know where the hell he got this, but this should work.
I've been using those nails to clean my blood clots.
He said Don Chaos said okay. Bummy Knuckles did a song with Tech N9ne.
Oh, really? Don Chaos with the info that
Let's
I had,
that
had not no clue about. That's dope.
Wait, what?
Bumpy Knuckles, oh, the guy we the
Bummy.
Guy
is his name Bumpy Knuckles or Bummy Knuckles?
Bumpy. Yeah.
Oh, look,
Bumpy on, like oh man, I've got warts on my knuckles.
He's on the song B-Boy from KOD. Let's see.
Huh.
I guess that could be Bummy Knuckles as well.
Let me go to this. B-boys and B-girls stand up. I remember this song.
Okay. Midwest. Sounds like a bullet hell shooter game. Like as soon as that beat dropped. Boop 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 boop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Bumpy Knuckles right there? Oh, no, that's Big Scoob, I think.
Don Chaos, where is Bumpy Knuckles from? Like, what's his past? Because I don't know much about him aside from just being on the John Cena album.
I know nothing about Bumpy Knuckles.
That's Scatter Man. That's Tech N9ne.
Yeah, I know. He's pretty unmistakable. just so you guys knew, that was Tech N9ne. Here's Eminem.
Is this Bumpy Knuckles? No.
Sounds like, that kind of sounds like
it. This is
Snoop
him. Dogg.
He's got a gravelly, like, his voice is pretty grimy.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't get me wrong, like, dude is above par, like, above, like, an average rapper, but not unique enough.
I feel like
for me,
I mean, when you're hearing him against, you know, with John Cena, and you know, you're kind of like, oh man, listen, oh,
exactly, like, it's just like, don't give me a plate of fucking caviar and then slap a pork chop on the table. You know what I mean? Don't play John Cena and then throw that up. Like, it's gonna be hard to beat it, bro.
John Cena slaps, bro. Quit.
Esoteric.
I'm not hating at all on John Cena. I'm hating on Bummy Knuckles.
Bummy Knuckles.
I'm saying John Cena is fucking caviar, son. This shit is like 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the rap charts.
I feel it.
Every rapper out there says to themselves in the morning, I hope I can be John motherfucking Cena today.
Word life.
Don Cass says Bumpy Knuckles is an old school indie East Coast MC, I think, from Boston.
Same dude on Bad Man with Cena.
Yeah, I know about the Batman. That's,
I don't know nothing about
so,
Batman. Who's Batman?
Well, that was a video we watched.
Oh, okay. Got you.
The A-Team ripoff shit. Yeah, that was Bumpy Knuckles. Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Mr. T.
Look, that dude. That dude's
okay.
On, he's
shit.
On, all right, yeah. So look, Bumpy Knuckles is on three songs. McNasty's right. He said he's also, isn't he also Freddie Fox? And he is, because I at the on that song, Flow Easy, he's like, I flow easy with Fred Fox.
He says Fred Fox, that. So like, he's got two.
Are you talking about from
this album?
Sanford and Son? Isn't that
no?
Fred Fox?
That's Red Fox.
Oh, that's Red Fox. Okay, which one's Fred Fox?
Yeah, look, Flow Easy, written by F. Fox.
Oh, Fred Fox. I got you. So he's another.
Oh yeah, Bumpy Knuckles is Fred Fox.
By the way, on Keep Frontin',
it says written by Fred Fox too.
Damn, Fred.
I didn't even come across that shit.
Are all the credits for Cena's verses to him?
Yeah, they
him?
All say written by John oh, yeah. Cena and okay. trademark and shit. You know, like
okay,
all of them say John. Do say John Cena though.
I don't know, man. I don't trust WWE to actually tell us the truth.
They're going
to
give him the props,
yeah,
obviously.
WWE do shit.
I mean, look what they did on the front of the album. John Cena is on this album as much as the trademark, all right?
Yeah.
And look how they did trademark dirty on the front of that album. It says John Cena, and then it says at the very bottom.
And trademark,
it just
yeah.
says, and trademark.
Trademark's on every song pretty much, right?
Yeah, literally every single song.
Damn, bro.
What? So why did he feel like he needed a... you know, why couldn't he do this album solo? I don't get it.
That begs the question.
I'm guessing
it?
The real fact is he probably wanted his boy on
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool if he
and
did.
And he said, like, yo, I'll do a rap album. And they're like, yo, you should. And, like, they probably told him, you're going to make a rap album. This is your persona. This is a market, an untapped market we can get into and, like, really sell some albums. Like, we want you to do it. And he probably was like, yeah, I'll do it, but
they
I want
imply,
my friend on.
At some point, it's implied.
That's dope, if that's the truth.
At some point, it's implied that Trademark is his cousin.
Okay.
So
if
that's cool. So
that matters to you.
So there could be.
Not really.
So Trademark could be getting royalties from this shit for life.
So.
That'd be awesome.
And that's what's crazy is, like, I looked up Trademark, and, like, I don't know if he goes by a different name or anything now, but I can't find anything about him. Like, how the fuck's he come in and drop this hot banger? That's out in the public eye in front of probably millions of people have heard this and never do anything else.
I know. It's
I can
very,
see why John
strange.
Cena doesn't drop another rap album. Sure.
Right.
But what the fuck, man? Come on, Trademark.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you
well,
got
maybe,
it.
Maybe he did, but maybe, like, when he made this album, like, WWE did, like, a name thing, and they were like, you cannot make another album under Trademark.
Maybe, but if he has a different name,
I
tell him.
I would not
we
doubt
are trade,
that.
We are going to trademark.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
I would not doubt it. That's how WWE does that shit dirty
sure,
to people.
Of
yeah,
course.
WWE and Rhymesayer.
So where
that's
the fuck
two
is he, though?
That do that.
I wouldn't doubt, though. I mean... If he wanted to make an album, like, on the side, that John Cena would float him, like, yeah, dude, I got you. If you want to make an album, I will front you the money. Let's do it. You know, if that's his cousin, like, why wouldn't you?
And
that?
Maybe it's not his calling or whatever, like, but come on, man. Like, he has it. He has the skill and the ability. Like, come on, bro.
Maybe he was already retired and John Cena was like, bro, I'm blowing up in this wrestling shit. Come get your boots back on and let's make an album. He's like, all right, I'll do it.
I can see that. Man, he comes through, though, for real. He tries really hard. Like, it's not some half-assed bullshit on here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, grinding in the underground is hard work, man. Hard fucking work.
Big up Boston. This must be esoteric right
Big
here.
Big up Boston. Yeah, he just said it's esoteric.
Here he goes.
Now,
I'm shitting on
I think I've heard esoteric before.
This dude spits.
Now, he sounds like he's more heavy New York accent, but is he from Boston as well?
I don't know. I mean, how's he going to be on a song about Boston?
Yeah, that's true.
I like this part.
I didn't know.
He's so smooth. This beat goes hard too.
Yeah, this is probably one of the dopest just banger, like just a flat out banger that's happy and cool. It's, you know, fun. Yeah, I could definitely see.
I got a fart. Beans, good for your heart. Beans.
The more you eat, the more you toot.
Homie, I just told the truth.
The more you eat, the more you toot, homie.
Omega-3s is what you need, homie.
You start naming.
Omega-3s to avoid your doom. You gotta eat more bean seeds and legumes.
We got kidney and baked.
You start naming
brown
vitamins.
Brown and red. More beans gonna keep you out of bed.
I need more fish oil to feed my soul.
Yeah. Omega 6, Omega 6, or I love Omega 3s. Omega 6, no.
Oh, shit. He's in Boston too. He's in the hip hop supergroup Starface. Okay, Esoteric is. Oh, yeah. Who else is in Starface?
Starface.
Yeah.
Esoteric.
With Inspected Deck and from Wu Tang. Okay.
Okay. I've heard of them. I've never really fucked with them. Look, so John Cena's getting real fucking features on this shit too.
Damn, Cena.
I'm more interested in Don Chaos's hip hop knowledge.
I know, man.
Bro.
We need Don Cena. Don Chaos.
Don Chaos, yeah.
Yeah, Esoteric was, he was ripping shit up. But, like, now we're back to John Cena.
Right.
Which John Cena is not a bad rapper by any means. But he's like, whenever you were in high school, the best rapper in your school was probably, like, John Cena. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But literally, if any first rapper, first album is as good as this, like, that's pretty fucking awesome. Right. If you ask me.
No, you're right.
Keep it real.
I'm not trying to take anything from Mr. Cena. But, Yeah.
Rebo might be like answering your question there.
All right. So he said, according to Wikipedia, Trademark's real name is Mark Predka, and he has a solo album called Inferiority Complex, produced by 7L and Freddie. Ooh, Fred Fox.
Thank you for that, Max Rebo.
Yeah, let me look that up. Mark Predka.
He's kind of being the librarian at the time. He says that Esoteric is also an Army of the Pharaohs.
Okay. Is Army of the Pharaohs affiliated with Wu-Tang or Jedi Mind Tricks? I know there's something in there. I've heard that name before. I just don't know where I've heard them.
I can't find the album on Spotify, unfortunately. He says that several times too. It's gonna be what it's gonna be.
It's gonna be what it's gonna be.
This beat's sweet too.
You know what I'm saying? That's just that ride shit, bruh. You know what I mean? You just ride to this, bruh.
Yeah, affiliated with Jedi Mind Tricks. Yeah, that's what I thought, Max Rebo. I got a little bit of hip-hop knowledge left floating around up in my cranium.
When we get our shit done, is this going to be a debut place?
Yeah,
debut.
Sure. Huh? Do you guys,
because we're working on
20, let's see. No, not 20 yet. Never mind.
So you guys know about Jedi Mind Tricks. What about, has anybody here heard of Atma?
Nope.
Yeah. Atma.
Well, I know you have.
Yeah, it's got like a very new age Buddhist inspired bars.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Eternal Boundlessness. Venomous. I love that song.
Venomous lyricist for sure.
Yeah, insane. And I think he's a Chicago rapper. But I don't think he does anything anymore.
ATMA, Atma.
Yeah, Atma.
Yeah, it's older stuff. I haven't heard anything from him in a long time.
Yep. I was on an Atma kick for years, probably about three good years, man. Atma was in regular rotation for me.
Yeah, Max said they're associated with Jedi.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Interesting.
Sorry, we're going off into some very deep, dirty hip hop.
Yeah, deep hip hop.
Yeah,
please do. I can't contribute.
Nah, you're all right, man. It's good. John Cena trademark's good for right now for the show. We don't need to go much deeper than that right. For too long.
Hey, I saw Apathy came out with a new CD.
Who's Apathy?
Apathy.
Enlighten
rapper
me.
Guy? I've mentioned him maybe once.
Sibling on Apathy?
Nope. He's a rapper guy. He's really good.
From?
He's like a... He's,
from? Where from? Affiliated
I don't know where
with?
He's from. I don't know who he's affiliated with. Sorry.
Where would we have heard him from?
I don't know. Sorry, my buddy Scott introduced me to him. I thought you guys, hip hop guys, already knew who he was.
I think I have him in my playlist. I thought his name was A-Pat High.
Ah, see, gotcha. You had it wrong.
I thought it was A Path He.
You're path close. Y. You guys yeah, were both y. close.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit. Bump that and that new Cal Scrooby. Anybody yeah. listening? Scooby?
That shit is fire, Cal Scrooby. Scooby. I know he's Scooby fire. I haven't heard the new Cal Scrooby album, but
it's dope. It's called Casino.
I've heard a few of his hits from it, and
it's dope.
Smashes that new Broken Fort gonna drop soon. Yep. I'm telling you, it
mm-hmm,
is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He really is.
Eventually.
So we're winding down on this album.
Yeah.
What do you think about it in this phase?
Like in 2 days, I think.
Dude, I would bump this album at any time happily and like really genuinely enjoy it. Like there's a couple corny songs on here, but like it's good. Like the beats are good enough and the hooks are like surprisingly solid. Like this album holds up and it's still a fun as fuck album to listen to. Just have on. Like I think it slaps, man. Unironically.
Max Rebo says Apathy is in Demigods.
It's not a bad.
Who also work with Army of the Pharaohs. Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'm there's a lot, man. I'm, you know what? If I got paid to just keep up with underground hip hop, I think that'd be a cool job. I'd do it. But I just can't. I can't do it. I'm, you know, I can only go so far before I'm like, yeah,
I feel it.
If it comes across my plate, I'll try it, but I'm not gonna go out to the restaurant and order it.
I only try out new shit if somebody recommends it because like they know my what might be my cup of tea.
Well, I don't even know if Apathy's new. I don't know how long
he's been around. I just got hip to him like recently, so I don't know shit. Let's see how many albums he has.
That's a pretty cool little symbol.
Yeah, is that really him? I don't think this is it. Oh yeah, it is. This is it. Okay. This is the new album. Let's see albums. Let's see all. Damn it, that's not what I. Oh, okay. This has all the albums in a row. When was the last one or the first one? It's got all kinds of shit on here. Look, 2004.
Yeah, he's been out for a while and shit.
2003. Yeah. 2000.
He's been grinding. I was never hit to him. Yeah. I've heard the name. I just never been hit to him. But that's life. Yeah, you hearing me right. It's like I had to find the black and night. Come back to light with master insight and shine bright. I'm always learning. I love how each song is credited with John Cena, the trademark, and WWE.
I know. Yeah. It's funny.
WWE ripping it.
WWE got it, bro. You know it.
He puts his albums up as instrumental albums, too. That's interesting. That's pretty cool.
So my final verdict for this album is it's cool, but I think too cool. The group with Rikishi should have put out an album, and I'm already rating that album. It never got made.
10 out of 10.
But yeah, I'm saying if it did, it would have been better.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's the best album probably ever made.
Okay, fine.
By any two guys without t-shirts on.
Here, check this song out real quick.
Alien Weaponry.
Yes, sir.
Crazy with voices that tell behold a pale horse. It's extended like E.T. with Elliot. You get your belly hit, it's shaking like ballistic gel. This is hell. Bodies getting dropped like pennies inside a whiskey well. Pennywise, fingers with Freddy knives and chainsaws. Put you in a coma, make your brain pause. This is why we break jaws. Singing Judas Priest while we break laws. Rock and break beats since Eazy-E sold 8 balls. I travel through space now and lay foes pretty dope.
Fire. Real battlefields cool. Feel just like playgrounds. All right, sorry.
It kind of sounds like John Cena, just a little better.
Don't it?
Disagree.
All right, we keep getting sidetracked. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. We'll go back. Where were we?
That's not a diss. I mean, I'm not dissing.
I don't even know where we were.
He just sounded like a harder, grimier John Cena.
Oh, I think I got the non... I think I got... Oh, never mind. I don't remember.
We get the point. We can wrap it up.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless that last song is like the banger of the album.
I don't remember.
I'm just saying, like, I know for me personally, whenever I have a hard day at work, I like to listen to Chain Gang as the Click on the way home. I almost killed myself, but then I heard It All Into Tomorrow, and I was like, oh man, see, if It All Into Tomorrow, I'd be golden.
All right, so let's skim through these last couple just to give our opinions. All
okay.
Right?
Chain Gang is the dick.
All right, this is Know the Rep.
Chain Gang on my dick. What's that? Let's listen to that one. You may be signed, but you don't know
what the fuck you doing. This song's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, you know. Sure. All right. Next.
He's got it. Trademark's got it going right there.
This is like the parents saying, do you not want to go to the party? And the kid's like, wait, I don't have to be here? It's kind of how I'm playing.
I like
there's a couple lines.
When I was listening to this shit, there was a couple lines that definitely stood out that I forgot as soon as we started playing, or of course. But I do like when anytime these rapping wrestlers drop like wrestling bars, I love it. I fucking love it. Like there's one song toward the beginning where he's like, "And lay your ass down for the 3 second tan," whatever 3 second tan means, but you know what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Like, but it just sounds cool.
Like you're getting burned. You're getting pinned in 3 seconds.
Yeah,
but you're mistaken. Wrestlers don't drop bars; they pick up bars.
What? How?
Weights.
Oh, I get it.
And they don't lay down bars; they lay down opponents.
Oh, and they go to bars.
I bet you he says that sometime in this album. Macho Man, I think, does.
I attack the rap like you slap the mat.
By the way, Macho Man is a much more incredible rapper because he can do the whole album with no cursing at all.
And he's got more street cred.
Like Will Smith?
Yes.
Will Smith.
This song is tight, actually. Chain Gang is the click is tight.
It is.
He says, "I'm raining fire like Apache helicopters." He keeps saying it during the hook. It's cool. I do like this song.
It's all right.
Well, honestly, now that I listen to it, it's trash.
Damn, dude. Wow. Chain Gang is the click, dude.
Chain Gang can suck my...
That's like, you know how he wears chains? Like, they're the Chain Gang.
Oh, is that what he calls his fans? The Chain Gang?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Is that his fans? Like, he's like, "Hey, Chain Gang!" And they're like, "Oh, Chain Gang!"
Yeah, that's like they're his juggalos.
Hell yeah.
They're like, "Poop, poop."
Or, I don't know.
"Can't see me," or whatever they...
Here goes, listen.
"Can't see me. Chain Gang. It's trademark the truth. This is basically..."
"I'm raining fire like Apache helicopters." "Like Apache helicopters." He sounds like a Boston guy. "Apache helicopters."
Right. Captains. "We got the Apache helicopters.
I take the helicopters down to the harbor." I'll give you an offer. You can't refuse your offer.
Hey, trademark. Trademark.
Hey, trademark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm John Cena.
Get to the harbor. Mark, get to the harbor.
Trademark. Get to the harbor.
Man, I'd swear. I'll tell you what, though.
Damn it, Cena.
What?
John Cena being like, you know, the corny wrestler. We got that image, you know. But if like you never knew that and you just heard this album, you probably would think it's legit.
I was playing this album with no context when my daughter was in the car, my oldest daughter Alexis. She was listening. She likes shit like Tyler the Creator and Drake and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
But I played this, like, I let it play for like 2 or 3 songs. I was like, "This shit goes hard, don't it?" She's like, "Yeah, it's not bad." I was like, "Who you think it is?" She's like, "I don't want you to make fun of me." I was like, "I don't know. Just say a random rapper. I'll tell you who it is." She was like, "Is this Snoop Dogg?"
That's awesome.
I was like, "No, it's not Snoop Dogg."
Wow.
It was funny.
That's funny. Snoop Dogg. I thought you were going to be like, she actually knew
it. I thought she was going to guess it too. Yeah. She said that. I was like,
there ain't no fucking way, man. No way.
All right. So the last song on the album is called "If It All Ended Tomorrow." And you know what? I think John Cena is doing a juggalo. He's doing a juggalo tactic here. All right. First of all, 17 tracks on the album.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a nice round number.
Oh, you're right.
Second of all, ending the album with like a with like a sincere ballad rap.
Oh man, you're right.
ICP, baby. Still in it from ICP.
That's crazy. You actually, I think you're onto something there.
I uncovered the mystery.
I can't think of any other connections, or I would try to continue this joke.
It's okay. He had the black pound silence, so it don't make sound.
Wrestlers talking about gats. That, I mean, wrestlers, there are some wrestlers that have lived
truly like some fucked up lives, man. Yeah. So I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, you think they were in Boston?
They might have been in Boston, and they might have had black pound.
Hey, the Irish mob is they're nothing to shake a finger at in Boston.
You can't fuck around with them Irish mob.
Yeah, you know, that's two things they got in Boston. That's beans and Irish mobsters.
Hey, man, I watched Goodwill Hunting. I see how the gangsters work there. Yeah,
I know. Get that Jameson over there.
Hey, you like if,
you've watched, Goodwill Hunting and The Departed, you know everything about Boston gangs. You need to know.
Like, do you like apples?
They're highly. Yeah, that's what Boston gangs do.
Have you seen the Irishman?
They're like, give me a fucking wallet. You like apples? Well, I'm taking your wallet. How you like those apples?
Shit. This song's just okay, but it's fine. I genuinely like most of the songs on this album. Legitimately, I think they're pretty cool and fun to listen to, man. Like, I don't know. I like this album.
It's not bad at all. I wouldn't say it's bad. No way.
It's not bad, but like, there is never going to be a scenario ever in my life where I ever go, hey, man, play that John Cena.
Why?
Because.
Would you say it's pretty milquetoast?
Would you?
I literally just talked about how I did the other day.
I know, but okay, wait. Let me ask. Do you know anyone who like isn't a loser that would do that, though?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. Gotcha. Jeez. God, Keezy, I'm trying to help you here, man.
Thank you.
I'm still recovering John from Cena, that last bowl hit. That shit was not smooth.
John Cena does take... I think he takes this album almost a little too seriously for his gimmick.
Yeah, right.
I will say that.
I agree, yeah.
I think that he could have had a little more fun. There's a lot of fun stuff.
If it was mainly comedy bars,
yeah,
I think it would have been it would have fit a little bit better.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff toward the beginning of the album, but it does get a little serious.
He says shit like, I'm holding gats and pussing shots. Yeah. Like, he uses a lot of, like, anytime he uses, like, hood euphemisms, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it takes you out of it.
It does not work, and it's hilarious. But there's a lot of that on here, too, where, like, he tries to play, like, a hood euphemism, and it's just like, bro, you're, you know. I'm not saying you're, like, a chump by any means. Like, he could be.
What are you trying to say, bro?
I'm just saying I don't see him as a rapper.
Why?
Bro, he said the Paul White Giant.
Did you get that joke, guys? I don't see him as a rapper.
Well, you know, we've put a blindfold over that joke for the moment.
That's true.
Let's just close our eyes.
I don't want to wear it out, guys.
Let's just shut the eyelids on that.
Like you're saying, don't see it.
What?
Like don't see.
Oh no, I
don't see that joke.
That was actually a coincidence that I actually.
Wait, is his name? Does he say you can't see me because his name's John Cena?
Oh yeah,
I think so
you can't see Cena.
Yeah, I think he said like maybe it's his favorite.
You can't
vitamin.
See Cena.
Like if you have a cold, you need a lot of vitamin C. No.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys.
Bruh.
All right. That's it for fucking man. John Cena, man.
Yeah, that last song, I'm going to say that last song sucked.
It did suck.
It was bad. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was horrible.
That song did suck. But, you know, there's a couple sucky songs on there, but the rest of the album is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think I still like Macho Man's album better than this. But, you know, we're not going to be doing Macho Man's next week. Don't worry.
What are you guys doing next week, you think?
I don't know. We'll get back to some Juggalo shit.
Back to some Juggalo shit?
Yeah.
Like, what else is there that you haven't touched? Have you gotten all the Forgotten Freshness?
Yes, actually. We have done every Forgotten Freshness. But we were going to go back and do the Let 'Em Bleeds.
Let 'Em Bleeds?
Which is a DJ Clay mixtapes.
Okay.
There's three of those, and he had World Upside Down. So there's like four. There's a bunch.
You guys could go back and listen to all the albums in reverse.
Yeah, we could.
Like just actually play them in reverse and see if you hear like any hidden messages.
That's a good idea.
And you could have each episode.
There would be for sure
the hidden messages that you find.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
There are like actually reverse.
You know, yeah, like you can find all the reverse ones. Yeah. Have an episode at least.
We'll hear all about how Jay loves fucking children.
Yeah, exactly. That's if you play Mr. Johnson's head backwards. You can hear that line where he says, tickling my pickle with little Tommy Pickles.
He calls himself Mr. Johnson, and he's referring to his dickhead.
Right, exactly.
Oh, shit.
I got Mr. Johnson's head in my backpack. He's saying, I've got an adult man's dick in my butthole.
Yes.
That's what that stands for.
That is true.
That's been confirmed. It's in the Psychopathic Truths book.
I heard that.
Yeah. Behind the Paint, volume.
I watched a YouTube video that told me that, actually.
Behind the Paint. I like the guy in that clip. Oh. And then, oh.
I'm trying to, like, to wait for the punchline to, like, a silence so I could play a laugh track, but you guys keep talking.
Oh, yeah, sorry. All right, guys.
All right, we done? All right, let's wrap it up.
Yay!
All right, guys.
Thanks for watching and or listening. That was us doing John Cena. Next week, we'll be back with more Juggalo music.
Yeah!
Juggalo! We won't be... I don't know if we're going to be able to do Sunday next week either. We'll talk about that.
Oh, God.
I know.
Boop, fucking boop. Solo.
I know. I'm not.
Fucking up the algorithm.
I know.
Rhythmatic.
Look out for a new Cartoon Nightmare coming soon. And go buy merch with our other Cartoon Nightmares on it at deckwondelt.com/shop. You can get all the cool stuff you would ever want right
Please.
There.
I'm homeless, guys. Please do it.
Still get in time for Christmas, maybe, if you order now. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Probably not.
I don't have anything to do with it.
If you guys buy stuff, Santa brings me a present this year.
That's true.
All right. Well, let's hit it in the show, guys. Let's wrap it up. See you guys. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
See you next time.
On Deck One Delta.
Can't see me.
Well, yeah, exactly. You can't see us next time.
You can't see John C.
Woo-hoo-wee.
John Cena, you can't see me.